With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Restrictions on easing rising oil prices.
The U.S. has issued a license that lets Venezuela's state-run oil company sell and export Venezuelan oil to U.S. buyers and on global markets. That move could have the effect of getting more oil into the world market. The Trump administration is looking for ways to ease oil prices that have soared during the Iran war. Separately, the White House said that for 60 days, Trump would waive Jones Act requirements for goods shipped between U.S. ports to be moved on U.S.-flagged vessels. The 1920s law, which is designed to protect the American shipbuilding sector, is often blamed for making gas more expensive. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance visiting Auburn Hills, Michigan, in wake of last week's attack at Temple Israel in the community of West Bloomfield.
Yeah, we've got the FBI searching for people who have come in, usually illegally, to the United States of America, who might wish the United States ill will. We're continuing to get illegal criminals out of our country because those are very often the people who commit acts of violence against the United States of America, against our people. So there's a lot that we're working on.
The vice president says that the Trump administration is simply doing its job and doing it the best it can to identify those who intend to do us harm.
Knock on wood, I think that we've had a very good track record with security under the Trump administration. We've got murder rates as low as they've ever been. But the only way to stay ahead of this stuff is to keep vigilant about it. The unfortunate reality is there are always bad people out there. Again, very many of them outside of our country who are trying to come in, they're always going to be there.
Mark Wayne Mullen says he'll be a steady hand at the Department of Homeland Security if confirmed, but he's faced some pushback from fellow senators at a hearing Wednesday as DHS tries to move on. He says he will stay with the president. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but a lot of youngsters are using AI chatbots. Here's Michael Harrington.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, last week's attack on that synagogue near Detroit, resurrecting fears about violence in churches and synagogues. Targeting of the houses of worship is on the rise around the globe. And Thursday's attack has made clergy everywhere anxious about a possible ambush. Wide range of religious buildings have been targets. This is SRN News. Decades after a Florida canal project was abandoned, advocates now trying to reunite two rivers.
Environmentalists want to permanently open a dam built for a canal that was supposed to cut through the middle of Florida from the Atlantic to the Gulf. The canal project was dropped more than a century ago because of environmental concerns, but the dam was built and now some people want it removed or opened. Nina Bhattacharya is executive director of Florida Defenders of the Environment.
By removing the dam, we would reunite the rivers. We would reconnect Silver Springs, the Ocklawaha, and St. John's, and see natural flow of water.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meningitis outbreak in England has led to the deaths of one university student and a pupil at a nearby school. Outbreak prompting public health officials to quickly roll out medical interventions. More details at srnnews.com.